friends, and welcome to the Experience Grind podcast, the show about getting older and the experiences we've gained along the way through movies, TV, games, music, all that pop culture goodness. This week, I'm your host, Brian, and I am turning all these boys into consumer whores.
Hey. You don't have to try that hard.
Joining me this week, he invented a cocaine-based health tonic that swept the nation. It's Kyle.
I mean, of the four of us, I am the most likely to do that. I'll give you that.
He created a shelf-stable cheese product that popularized pasteurization and single-serve packaged cheese. It's Ryan.
Oh, is it something Lewin? I'm a Lewin. Is it Lewin?
Kraft.
Crap. Oh.
And he built an entire town to support his factory before he made a single bar of chocolate that swept the country. It's Sean.
Am I? Willy Wonka's real, right?
Yes, and his name is Milton Hershey.
Oh, would you get a look at that? We have all been wrong. Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, dumb fuck.
The worst. I challenged you boys this week to come up with your top three brand loyalties. So look with your special eyes. It's my brand. I don't know if you guys remember that 1-800 Contacts commercial from back in the day.
Vaguely, which is crazy. No. Commercials generally stick with me, like the air conditioning one.
Another scorcher. Like,
you said you'd call yesterday. You'll call now.
I'll call that now. One.
Yeah. I feel God like damn. If they put out a commercial for an air conditioner and it was just a remake of the scene from Happy Gilmore where that lady gets crushed by an AC and she's Mista, get me out of here. Like, I would buy that AC. Like, I don't even care what brand it is. Get me that one. And I don't even like ACs.
You don't like air conditioner?
No. I use it. I'm a fanboy. Mm. For fans.
That works on so many levels. Well done. Well done.
I have to have my modern trappings.
AC. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a boy of modern luxuries for sure.
Yeah.
They have those tower fans now that have remote controls. It's pretty sick.
They've had those for a while, Sean. Got one right here.
Yeah.
They have a setting that says white noise. And I'm like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Now that's new. I like that.
That feels new. It just makes the noise of a fan without blowing any wind at you.
Dude, it does nothing. It's like somebody just going, just like blowing on you. It's nothing.
Can you still make your robot voice through it while it's on white noise setting?
No.
That's what fans are for now. Now that we have air conditioning, fans are just for making robot voices.
You guys remember doing that as a kid, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Popularized by...
Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
And that brings me to my first brand loyalty. It's Lasco. No, I'm just kidding. That would be crazy.
Callaway Brakes. You take a crap in a box and slap a guarantee on it. It doesn't mean jack shit.
Oh, man. I was just referencing that movie literally yesterday.
References a lot. Quit playing with your dinghy.
So I think the way we're going to do this is the way we usually do these top lists, and we'll go one at a time, starting with your number three and work our way up to number one.
Where do we talk about you don't... scripts?
Scripts.
Yes, and casting?
Skip. Yeah, scripts. Oh yeah, no, we already covered director. We'll assign points to everybody's brand and judge them as a person at the end.
That would be fantastic. Yo, your brand suck.
Oh, it's a terrible brand.
Dang.
That would be on brand.
It certainly would. My ultimate goal here is to make it so that we can never obtain corporate sponsorship for this podcast.
I love it. But if you guys are hungry and you're hungry for more, HelloFresh. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Right now, cover. We love HelloFresh. We love Audible.com. We love Squarespace. So
Blue Chew.
Yeah,
you
all
got a
those.
Big old bush, Manscape.
If this episode ever disappears, trust that it's because we got a sweet sponsor.
I mean, yeah. I've always said I'd sell out in an instant. So.
Oh, yeah. As soon as somebody wants to give me money, you go right ahead and do that.
Anybody.
So. I will agree to that and also keep that in mind for all of my answers today.
Well, that, why don't we kick it off? Sean, why don't you give us your number three?
God damn it.
Did you not want to go first?
No, but I feel like I never shut up, so mm-hmm. I was just going to eat that. Okay, my first one, I'm actually glad I'm going first, just in case. My first one is, boys, this was hard. This is hard for me because I don't, at my age, really have loyalties to much brands at all. If there's something cheaper or if I see something that's well reviewed, I will do that.
Yeah.
I will generally give anything a shot. I like to try different things. But as of the last couple of years, I have become an Apple boy.
Ooh.
And at this point, it's a matter of convenience. I don't care if it's an ecosystem that shuts everything else out. Don't give a fuck. I'm bought in. Like, I'm already right. halfway there. I'm already in it. So
right there with you.
Like, you can say all that stuff to me and be like, oh, it's a terrible eco space. What? I don't care. I already have it all. It doesn't matter. And at this point, there's no point for me to switch anything because everything works so well together. Mm-hmm. And like, why would I switch to anything else at this point? And I spent years and years being like, I'm only on an iPhone because of, like, if I go back to an Android, people are going to get weird messages. I won't get their pictures, whatever. I don't care at this point. I'm done making excuses. I'm in it. Give me the fruits. Give me the apples. I'm here. Yeah. That is my number one brand loyalty. And it even, like, feels gross saying loyalty because but I'm there.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, dude. Everything I own is Apple now, and if I changed anything out, it just wouldn't work with everything else as well. So,
yep.
Like, I have my iPhone, my iMac, I have a speaker behind me, I have my watch, it's all connected, and for convenience sake, I'm not getting out of this ecosystem. I'm locked in.
Yeah, it's interesting because you get to a certain point where you have to make that decision if you're going to go all in with it or not. And once I cross that bridge, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm there now.
Yeah.
And I'm completely satisfied. I'm happy. And I have no desire to go back.
It's the only reason I didn't have this one on my list was because of Spotify. I have not made the switch to Apple Music, and I don't see me doing it.
Mm. Interesting. Oh, that's
interesting.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't either. And I also held off from Spotify for a long time as well. I only got into that because of Sarah.
Yeah, I really only started using Spotify because of Stephanie. But before that, everything was just on iTunes. I wasn't doing much streaming.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you. Honestly, that's the one that I thought, like, definitely had some crossover, maybe. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, it's a great pick from the outside looking in, because I've only dabbled in Apple products in college when the design labs, that's all they had.
That is.
So you kind of had to learn Apple. And then I had an iPod. But quickly after that, I went into Android. And as you said, the connectivity of Apple, when you don't have Apple, makes it feel like it's a huge investment or step in. So this almost made my avoid list, not because I dislike them or anything or have any issue, but just because of that wall of entry of just like, man, if I do this, then I should probably get a lot of Apple products, and that just changes everything. So, I don't know. I think your perspective is really nice for me, being that person on the outside, and it kind of maybe even tempts me.
Yeah, I will say, also, as somebody, like, there's a lot of their stuff that is almost prohibitively expensive for, like, what it is.
100%.
Which is crazy. Like, when I got my new MacBook, like, every add-on that you put on, it's like plus $400, plus $400, plus $600. And it's like, God damn it. But also, I have an Apple card and it's 0% interest
yep.
for the entire thing. So it's like,
they got me with that too.
Yeah. And I got all I got cash back on it because of the card. So
finances are tied up in Apple. Yeah, it's
yep.
I feel you, if you have that brand card, it definitely belongs on your list.
100%
Yep. That's the old where my savings
titanium
account is.
Card. The
yep. Dude, yeah. That thing's got heft, man.
It is.
The first time somebody gave me an Apple card to like ring them out for something, I was like, holy shit.
You can drop that thing on a counter with
authority.
Is this
that anvil that killed Wile E. Coyote or whatever? Jesus.
All right. Why don't we move on to Ryan?
Well, this was an interesting thought experiment that I will first start by saying I really appreciated it. And I always have fun with this kind of stuff. And getting out of the typical realm of things, I tried not to do movies or directors or brands like that, like the kind of things.
Yeah.
But also, like, I have to echo what Sean said a bit, too, which is, like, I'm at a point in my life where I've outlived a lot of my loyalties to certain brands many times over. So there are a few things that have had a lasting stay in my life. And it becomes, like, weird things. One very obvious one, which I'll save for the end. But I've got a lot of little weird loyalties. And one of them is very childish. But you know why? Because it's stayed with me from childhood. And that's the Lego brand.
Oh, that's phenomenal pick.
It feels so obvious when you say, and it feels like kind of almost cheating. Because, yeah, I think everybody has a connection to Lego still. It's so, I don't know, it grips into just like, your brain in the way like a good grindy RPG game gets into your brain. Just the building and satisfaction of doing the project. But it's like on a macro scale, so you don't really have like big chances of failure. And you get a nice little thing. I love Legos. They're just so neat. And then even if you wanted to venture into the video game side, I think what they've done with video games is also very interesting and innovative for what it is, which is maybe not always for everybody because they do veer more on the kid-friendly side, but they are really interesting and they do interesting things if you want to take a look at just like kid-friendly games and like compare them to like the bulk of what's out there for kid-friendly stuff. I think Lego's kind of top tier and they've just maintained a quality and like just this, I don't know, I'll just say excellence throughout. And I can't think of any like real big issues with them. Like, no controversies that I can remember.
I don't know
a
single person's
nothing.
Like, nah, I fucking hate Lego, dude.
Yeah, it just feels safe.
What are you going to do, play with Duplo?
I actually think Duplo is owned by Lego now.
It probably is. Probably so, Mega Bloks as well. They're all conglomerates, consume everything until there's nothing.
Right.
That's true. One,
I love brands.
Unified mass.
Someone call that a monopoly, but I like to call it the landlord game.
I like to call
Synergy.
It the Tetsuo
Synergy.
Body horror end of Akira.
Yeah.
That was that's also that was see. Body synergy. Yeah.
That's how I see all conglomerates is Tetsuo at the end when he's like, kill me. Yeah.
Lego's cool because of what they're able to do with other IPs too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the way they work with Marvel and Star Wars and Mario and put out just awesome stuff all the time that's fresh for other people. There's always something that Lego does that you're like, that's cool, I do want that. I've got a bunch of stuff upstairs.
And Lego's one of those companies where I highly doubt it's like they're reaching out to all of these different IPs and brands. Everybody wants to work with Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say that's probably 100% the case.
Yeah. Have you guys seen like the knockoff Pokemon Legos that are in Target now? They're not Lego brand, but they're basically Legos. It's
yeah.
Like, no.
You guys couldn't come up with your own. You guys couldn't work with Lego. You had to do your own thing.
Yeah. Come on, Nintendo. Also, you literally have Nintendo's.
100%. Like, one of the only regular shows I've watched for years has been Lego Masters on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Also because of Will Arnett.
Will
Arnett's a delight.
But also,
fucking Lego is amazing. What these people can do with Lego.
Yeah.
I'm always here.
I say Will Arnett.
In awe.
I didn't even think of the movies, which are, like, incredible. Mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mostly. The Lego movies are great.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. Lego One and the Batman Love movie that. Are two of like the toppest of top tier.
Lego Batman might movies. Be my favorite Batman movie.
It's really good.
Same. It was really good.
That's mm-hmm. also an mm-hmm. excellent pick.
Did I ever tell you guys that someone here from Pittsfield was on Lego Masters?
And yeah, then I think we opened... watched him.
Oh, did you?
I mean, yeah, because I've seen every season oh, okay. of the show. So.
Yeah.
Well, she opened up a Lego shop right down the street from my work called Bottomless Bricks.
That's pretty great. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And people go in there not wearing pants all the time.
And they walk around, they're like, I'm just like a Lego guy, I need my pants.
Oh, hey guys, look, I'm bricked up too.
Knowing Pittsfield, that happens all the time without them even realizing it's a Lego shop,
right? They weren't even making a pun, they were just naked that day.
Yeah. Sir, where's your pants? Where's your pants?
I'm a block man. I'm made of blocks.
All right, Kyle, let's why don't we hear your first one?
All right, so this is why I was positive we would have almost no overlap, but then I didn't think about the Apple thing, and I'm surprised that there was an overlap from that. But I guarantee none of you guys have my first one on the list, because it's an item specifically and only used and catered to golfers, which, as people know, I have become very hardcore in my recent years, but as a brand, I've very identified with hardcore to the point that nearly everything in my bag is now Callaway. My clubs are Callaway. My balls are Callaway. My towel is Callaway. My hats are Callaway. Yeah, I love Callaway. It's got me hooked. At the most part, it's style. I like the name. I think the hats looked cool, so I picked that. At a certain level, like we said with... The guys mentioned it, so I don't really have to dwell on it, but like on a long enough timeline, every brand fucking fails you. They all cut a corner at some point. They do something. They don't care. It's a corporation. It's mindless. None of them fucking matter at the end of the day. I don't give a shit about your Tide or your fucking Snuggle Bear. Who gives a shit? I don't care. Really, but
the cartoon bears wiping their asses.
Eventually, you're going to go into the Big Y or whatever grocery store you have, and something's going to be $4 off. And $4 be $4.
But on that, I generally do lean towards more Callaway stuff. Now, also, what I was saying, at the high end of shit, like, you can't fucking tell a difference, especially at the level I'm playing at. Golf balls don't fucking matter at all. But I'll probably still spring a little more for the Callaway ball, because that's what I do. So, first brand, that was one of the ones when you presented this to us, I was like, oh yeah, Callaway. I play a shitload of Callaway. So yeah, that's my number three brand right there.
Number three,
nice.
I didn't have these in an order, so I had to do that real quick. And I'm like, okay, yeah, definitely the golf stuff third.
It doesn't matter what the order is, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, then let's pretend I didn't say Apple.
Okay. Can't wait to see what your number one is, Sean.
Ryan, what about you, man? What's your first one on here?
My first one is a little thing. It's one that I didn't think I would still have to this day. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with, I always wanted a pair of Nikes. I was like, man, it'd be really cool to have a pair of Nikes. All the cool kids have Nikes. I want Nikes. And, it's kind of avalanched into me now owning several pair of Nikes. I think I have 17 or 18 pairs of Nikes in my house right now. And it's funny because, like, I wear my Vans most of the time when I go out. I have one pair of Vans. I wear them most of the time because they're just easy. But I have Jordan 1s. I have Dunk Lows. I have my... Even within Nike, I am loyal to only certain lines that they make. Like, the Steven Janoski skateboard shoes are so comfortable. And I love them. And, you know, Nike hasn't always had the best reputation. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be wearing these anymore. But God damn it, they're so comfortable. They last so long. They're a little bit pricier than, you know, just going and getting some New Balance or something. But I love the way they look. And, I mean, if you're going to let... if you're going to use Apple, might as well use Nike, right?
Yeah. What Kyle said was, at some point in your life, something's going to let you down. They're going to fail absolutely. You or whatever. And I think that that says a lot, that that's something that ever since you're little, you just wanted a pair of Nikes. And here you are 17, 18 deep. And what can you say? That's an awesome pick, man.
Thank you.
You mentioned as a father figure now, did you not get your free complimentary pair of New Balance sneakers that I thought?
Well, technically, I'm not legally a stepfather yet. So
sure, that's why I said father figure.
Father figure, yeah. I am involved in the raising of a child, but I have not have not received my complimentary New Balance okay. yet.
Okay, well, I'd write a letter. I know everybody gets one.
I will keep my eyes peeled for the mail, the UPS man to drop off the New Balance. And if I don't see him, I will be sending a harshly worded letter to my nearest
New Balance representative.
Dad's Anonymous.
I was going to say Payless, but I don't know if they still exist.
Could you imagine like who it is that does that? Could you imagine being like a stork for New Balance?
Like, oh, we got a new one.
Yeah, it's like instead of delivering a baby, it's just a fresh pair of white New Balance.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a stork, though. I feel like the New Balance delivery bird is definitely in, like, the pigeon family.
Yeah.
A pigeon.
Some
dang.
Tell
us how you really feel about New Balances.
Well, because New Balances are everywhere, and so is the common ubiquitous pigeon.
Exactly. It's common. It's not a slight. It's not, first of all, what are you saying about pigeons right now, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with pigeons?
And I think we all know what I'm saying about pigeons.
Ryan is an anti-pidgeite.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Get out of here with your pidgeism.
Wow.
All right. With that, I guess we're back to the top of the order with Sean.
Oh, man. So I really wish that I didn't go first the first time because I was going to let everybody go through their thing. And I was going to be like, oh, I brand loyalty. I thought you meant band loyalty. And so I was – no, I'm just going to full set it. I think that a band can also be a brand. And I feel like all three of my picks, I think, stretch this a little bit in different ways. One band, no matter what, no matter how bad of albums have come out, no matter who's in the band because some tiff, whatever – I, since a little kid, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anytime a CD is announced, it's bought the day of. Vinyls, whatever. They could literally, like, I could wake up tomorrow and find out that Anthony Kiedis just ran over some homeless dude in California. And I'd be like, sick, when's the new album? I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, I think... This was a really tough one for me to think of for brands. Like, and it's funny because Kyle says, I have everything Callaway. And I'm like, man, I have nothing but Rigid. Because once you get a battery pack, that's all you can have. And
yep.
You're into the ecosystem. I have a thing of Tom's shoes, right? That's all I wear. But I got to stick with the Chili Peppers here because they're one brand. They're something that will never let me down, and I will always value the same way from when I was little to the day that I die. Or, yeah, because even if they die, they're definitely going to die before me. I'm still going to be listening to their shit.
Yeah, and you know what to expect from them. They're consistent, and there's mm-hmm. the quality behind what they're putting out. I absolutely agree that is a brand. There are other bands that I don't think I would consider a brand because of how often they're changing up things. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around so long and are established and have. There's a certain something about the way they portray themselves and the message they put out that is consistent and
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like they're the got vibe.
A very specific style and tone, yes, and like almost a genre all unto themselves. That just like you hear a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and you're like, "That's Red Hot Chili Peppers,"
right?
And you just know.
Which is, I think, very interesting because one of the reasons that I've just always loved them is no matter what, every CD that comes out is sounds a little bit different than the last mm-hmm. one, either a little bit different or like drastically different. It's like, oh, they went super psychedelic this time. Okay. But to your point, you can hear it and be like, that's the Chili Peppers.
That's
like,
yeah, it's
no
chili
matter
peppers.
What.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. a good one. Ryan.
Man, I'm tempted to just say Foo Fighters now because right? I feel like they're brand in the same way because you hear a Foo Fighters song, you're like, that's Foo Fighters. But I won't. I'll stick with what I had. It's going to be much more niche. I told you I went weird. I wanted to do something different. So I went with food this time. I went with the food brand, okay. Specifically a cheap, shitty fast food chain in the Southeast. So I'm really being very specific here. I'm sorry, y'all. I love Bojangles.
Bojangles is so good.
It's my guilty pleasure. Anytime I'm south of Kentucky, I have to stop somewhere and get that greasy, shitty chicken and like those fucking biscuits, which are so good.
Those biscuits are amazing.
Oh, those biscuits are so good. But man, it's so dumb, and I hate that Indiana has none of this shit. Like I have to drive an hour and a half for Popeyes, and that's not Bojangles. It's still not Bojangles. Popeyes is good, but it's Popeyes, not Bojangles. So
Popeyes is owned by Burger King, so it's not.
That tells you everything you need to know.
It's still the best chicken sandwich you can get in a drive-thru outside.
And Popeyes is just
the
Bojangles
area.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would settle for a church's chicken if we had one close. Indiana hates chicken and biscuits for some reason. I don't know what it is.
What's
we have Chick-fil-A's and
pork
that's
tenderloins
it.
And shitty corn.
The yeah. closest when chicken place that I have is an hour and 20 minutes from me.
Mm. Wow. I know when last yeah, time Ryan okay. came to visit
it's
me.
About the same.
I went to get Taco Bell, but right next to Taco Bell is the Bojangles. And I picked that Taco Bell because I was like, I'm taking you through this Bojangles, buddy.
Nice.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Taco Bell almost made my list.
You know, you said you wanted to do something different and you were going to do food. I tell you what, like that's immediately where my brain went. I'm like, okay, do I have any allegiances to food? And I shit you not, it went all the way down to, do I like Marichan or do I like Top Ramen? Do I care?
I don't.
No, wow.
I don't at all.
Really. Only yeah, one of them
I
advertised in a Final
it.
Fantasy game, so guess which one I like.
Marketing works, folks. It sure does. When it came down to like food-specific things, I was like, Jif peanut butter, Philadelphia cream cheese, Crest toothpaste, Tide laundry detergent. But at the same time, I don't care. I don't care at all.
yeah. Yep.
If I don't see you make it, doesn't matter. If I'm not looking when I pull it out.
Right.
Will somebody care?
Is anybody going to care if I whip it out and it's not what they expected? As long as the end result is delicious. Well, this one went off the rails.
Yeah, I feel like you can't say that when we were just talking about peanut butter and cream cheese. Rupert, ooh. Get away.
I love Bojangles. My sister used to work at Bojangles.
Ooh. Oh, and that makes me happy to hear.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I wish in my younger days I worked at a Bojangles. I wish that was one of my starting jobs. I would have killed for a free Bojangles. I would have worked 5 a.m. when the grannies get there.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
give a fuck. Give me them biscuits.
Those biscuits are so damn good.
Do you wish that, or are you glad that you didn't because you still love it?
Do you think you would have gotten burnt out on it? That's a good question.
Yeah. No.
My
no,
sister
I ate
didn't.
So much goddamn Bojangles in college. No, I don't get tired of it. Again, guilty admission because it's not good for you. And I've eaten more Bojangles than one man has any right to eat. and I'm not going to stop. I don't think no intention of slowing down.
You listeners cannot see this, but like the look of pure unadulterated joy on Ryan's face as he's talking about Bojangles.
This dude loves Bojangles.
Like, it's like you're looking at a roller coaster.
They can hear it because you're doing a test recording of this, or they can see it.
We shall see. We don't know if this actually pans out, but
you'll figure it out sometime, listeners. Maybe. Also viewers for the future. Hey, guys.
I should probably stop picking my nose.
Probably. Yeah,
it does bring me so much joy. Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for this whole arrangement and letting me talk about Bojangles. That has made
any
my
time. Kyle, your second pick.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up food, because I got food on my list, too. But not for my number two. You guys are going to have to listen to Patreon to see what food brand I hated enough to bring up. So,
I'm also glad. I'm going to be very unhappy.
Listen, see if
it hurt him to bring you to that Taco Bell.
It's only a dollar. No, Brian, I am glad also that you mentioned shoes, because my number two choice is a shoe. And, you know, you do worry, like, Nike's done some terrible shit. I got you beat, though, buddy, because my shoe brand that I love was started by an actual Nazi. And that shoe brand is the Adidas shoe brand.
Yes.
I fucking love Adidas, man. I have Adidas shoes. I have Adidas tracksuits. One of my gifts Mandy got me for Christmas this year was a vintage 80s velour Adidas track jacket, and I fucking love it. It's That's so fire. Killer, dude.
They do have the best track jackets.
Oh, I fought all Adidas track suits. I have track suits. Yeah. I love Adidas too. Like just all of it. And in fact, to tie back into my Callaway, the only other thing I wear on the course that's not Callaway is Adidas. My pants, Adidas. My shoes, Adidas. My socks, Adidas. The whole nine yards, baby.
Nice,
amazing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, golf Adidas is like the only thing I'm really weird about the branding shit with for some reason, but I went whole hog on it, baby. But that's my number two.
On the course.
Adidas, or as made famous by the Korn song, "All Day I Dream About Soda."
Yeah, soda.
Short and sweet. That's what I got.
Actually,
Adidas. What's that?
All right, so in that Korn acronym, what's the S actually stand for?
Sex. If it's all day. Oh. I dream about sex, yes, all day. I dream about sex, and all day. I dream about sex. Yeah.
I believe Adidas is all day I dream about sports.
Probably.
I think that's actually what the acronym stands for.
I don't think it's what it originally stood for.
Probably not. At first, no.
I got some theories, but I won't posit those theories.
Speaking of Nazis, my next pick, Volkswagen. No.
Woo! Let's go, baby!
No, it's funny because it feels like whenever you play like PGA Tour, 2K, whatever, and you get one of those brand deals in the game, that's just how Kyle's living life.
Yeah, I mean, essentially. He's and like, I'm paying them Callaway, to let me do it for them.
Here we go.
Adidas. Okay, so we talked about sponsorships earlier. Fresh, whatever. Hello, Fresh. Fuck off, Adidas. Hit us up.
Yeah, 100%. Clothes.
Hey, you don't have to tell Hello Fresh to fuck off. Those two can coincide. They're not competing brands.
That's true. Hello Fresh.
Also, Adidas, full sponsorship. We don't need money. Just send us each a tracksuit.
I would wear an Adidas tracksuit with my Nikes.
Yeah.
Tracksuit Mafia.
Yeah.
Tracksuit Mafia.
We get to pick the color. Adidas, I'm reaching out to you.
Red.
I'm going to send you an email. Be on the lookout.
I am looking at the PGA Tour 2K25 sponsor list to try to guess Kyle's third.
The third has nothing to do with golf. 100%.
Oh, right, because you said it's
food. Because I wore Adidas long before I played golf. I've loved Adidas shoes for a long time, and the track jacket and the track suits for a long time. It was just nice when I got into golf to see that Adidas also had a nice foothold. And I was like, hey, a brand I like and am familiar with.
Yeah. Adidas dabbles in everything.
Yeah. They are.
Skateboarding
everywhere.
To golf to soccer. Football.
Gotta diversify. To Nazism. No, they stepped away from that.
Yeah, they're not that's doing good. Much of that anymore.
Just like a lot of corporations step into that role now.
Leave that to Kanye.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's a brand, isn't it?
I mean, if we want to split hairs, Kanye Patreon also had a long partnership with Adidas. They created and released the Yeezy brand in collaboration with.
That's right.
Kanye.
That's
but
right.
But they did. They didn't drop him.
They cut ties. Yeah.
They did cut ties. So
they were like, nope, actually, this is bad. Goodbye. Yeah.
Had they not, they would not be on the list. I will say that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, speaking of regional things, both of my remaining brands are pretty regional things. So I'm glad that Ryan went down that path. My number two, the way I went about this was, I told you guys before we started recording, but I'll tell the listeners too. I wanted to picture if I was driving NASCAR, who would I want my sponsors to be? Who would I feel comfortable hawking to the masses?
Yeah.
And this one, I actually, right before we recorded, I went upstairs and opened my fridge and I went, oh shit, I love Polar Seltzer. I am obsessed with Polar Seltzer. And they are more of a national brand now, but they are based out of Worcester, Mass. So I was always getting Polar when I was living in the Northeast, whether it was in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, or Connecticut. I got all the seasonal flavors, all of the special drops they did in that area that I can no longer get, and it makes me super sad. The brand's always growing, and that's awesome because slowly I'm getting more of the things I used to have all the way out here. When I first moved to Virginia, I had to find a certain store that was like 40 minutes away just to get the seasonal flavors when they came out, because they didn't distribute them to the local grocery stores because they're just such a small New England brand. And now I've moved even farther away and I no longer get the seasonal flavors either. So like they keep rolling out new core flavors. And so like I can finally get my ginger mule again. I can get the toasted coconut. I can get the blackberry mango because they keep putting out these awesome flavors that people are like, yeah, we love it. We want more of this. And they're like, it's a permanent flavor now. Boom. And actually, it's nice. They have a partnership with Target. So the seasonal flavors also come in cans now. But I used to solely drink the 1 liter bottles and I would drink them regularly. I had them in my fridge just piled up and I was drinking two of them a day. No problem. Because they're like 99 cents.
Yep.
Go to the store, grab one. Open it up, chug it. It's great. The pineapple pomelo might be my favorite flavor, and it has not made it into cans yet. It bums me out. But
dude, they really get you when I go into a store and it's like $5 for $2.
Yeah.
Like those 1 liters. It's like, how can I? I'm doing myself a disservice by not getting five of these
right
now. I don't even have a basket.
I'm just like carrying bottles. Yeah,
I'm just going to be awkwardly like,
I've been there. There's, oh, you got a 10 for 10 deal on these seltzers? Well, okay.
You know,
the normal price. Why, that's not even a deal anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've gotten the liter bottles. They might have gone up. Because of inflation.
Man, I'll tell you, it honestly kind of hurt my soul when we made a switch to like actually using the SodaStream all the time.
Yeah.
Just because of how much I love Polar Seltzer. And it's really nice. I'm used to it now and like mixing the flavors in the SodaStream or whatnot. But man, once you pop a Polar and you take a sip, and just like how strong that bite is,
yes,
of the carbonation, no other seltzer does it better.
I can't buy generic seltzers because I always want either more flavor or more bubbles, and nothing compares to the Polar Seltzer. So that is definitely on my NASCAR fire suit, and I'm definitely spraying the pit crew down with it after I win the race.
No champagne.
Just covered like, them in water.
Just not ginger mule.
That concept's so good, by the way. It's such a great way to think of this, is who you would want to be on your NASCAR car. That's brilliant.
Picturing, do you remember the superhero from Mystery Men that had all the corporate sponsors? That's what I picture, 100%.
I love it.
That was right over here. I got my pomelo pineapple.
I think it was. I think it was Kinnear.
Let's go, IMDb brain.
Nice.
You can't remember IMD math, brain. But goddamn, we can pull fucking Greg Kinnear at a Mystery Men 20 years later. Let's fucking go.
Wow.
All right, and back to the top of the order for your last one, Sean.
Well, it's funny. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking to myself, you know, if I had a NASCAR car, what would I...
Well done.
I was telling you guys this before the show. It's crazy. Man, I thought about food. I thought about clothing. I thought about video game companies. I thought about wrestling. I thought about all of these different things and what I might have like a loyalty to. And while I think I could easily easily put Nintendo onto this, I think I'm going to go even further, and this may come as no big surprise to longtime listeners of anything that I've been on, but Animal Crossing, till the day I die, I have purchased systems just for the game. Like, I have purchased Nintendo systems just for Animal Crossing. Hell, the most recent one that came out during the pandemic, it had a special Switch that came out with it. I already had a Switch. I bought that Switch.
Yeah, you did. Like,
we have a good friend of the show. I'm not going to name names on the air, but he was able to get me a copy of the latest one a week before it even launched. And dudes, like...
That's a true G.
Yeah. When I tell you that really made that beginning portion of the pandemic so much easier to get through, man, I mean it. Like, since the first time I played that on the GameCube till now, if I see that Animal Crossing is coming out on something, I'm getting it. And I'm probably getting it for three other people.
So. Dude, it's funny you mentioned the pandemic, because I feel like it caused the society as a whole to start abandoning brand loyalty in general, because you are at the mercy of whoever was shopping for you. If they were out of something, you got replacements and you had to try new things. And like, if you had a brand loyal toilet paper, you were fucked. It's interesting that, I didn't even think of that until just now. Like, the pandemic probably set in motion both destroying a lot of brand loyalties and creating new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good way of putting it. And I'm sure there's a lot of things in my life that, you know, that was the catalyst for, of like why I usually go with something over another. Why, like, if I think to myself, why don't I wear Pumas anymore or whatever? Yeah, remember the pandemic? Not the actual reason, but...
I was going to say, did Puma and the pandemic have something to do with...
Yeah, actually, well, Puma
started the pandemic. You know the story with Puma?
Puma also started by a Nazi?
There we go, yeah, 100%.
God damn it.
Yeah, Puma and Adidas guys, they were brothers.
Brothers.
And they both worked for Nazi Germany, and then they started their own shoe companies, because they had different ideas. One was Adidas, one was Puma.
What the fuck?
This should be a movie.
The Dassler brothers?
I believe, yeah. Dassler or Dossler.
Dossler, something like that.
Yeah.
I think I've only read it. Also, I've never heard it aloud. This kind of where I went with this, because in my line of thinking, I think when you talk about brand loyalty and stuff, it's a lot of times this, not that. Whereas where I took it with this one is just like, I'm so loyal to this, like, anytime anything comes out for this, I'm snap getting it. Like, there's no question about it. I am loyal to whatever you're putting out. And, you know, you can still play other video games or whatever. It's not a this or that. I think just the idea of brand loyalty is very interesting in that way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told Brian and these guys, I don't know, you may be dealing with Rupert, but I challenged myself to not do that, because I could have very easily gone Kojima Productions, Yoko Taro, like anything those guys do, I'm fucking getting. But that was, I was like, I want to challenge myself a little more. But I think those are still completely viable choices. Red Hot Chili Peppers is a brand. Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's also the reason I didn't do Marvel.
I was like, they're ones I think of when I just, I think of Sean, they come up immediately. Like, I immediately think of, like, Chili Peppers or Animal Crossing, because that was, like, such a big part of your life for that time, and I remember Animal Talking and all of that, like...
Good show.
It is. It is a big part of Sean, so to speak. So it makes complete sense.
It's the brands that made me, boys.
Also, I would love to see that Animal Crossing NASCAR.
That would be a tight car.
That'd be sick.
Dope design. Oh, yeah. Tom Nook on the front.
Tom Nook on the hood, yeah.
You know there would be one motherfucker in those 43 that his mission is to put Nook into the fucking retaining wall.
That's for taking all my bells, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're taking a right-hand turn, bitch.
Take that. All right. Ryan, what is your final brand?
Well, I had a zigzag set up. I think Kyle knows. Everybody knows what it is. Brian said he was going to challenge himself and not go this route. I did no such thing because it would be a fucking lie if I didn't have it on my list somewhere. It's Marvel. Right, Kyle?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew.
I didn't think you would go Marvel. I thought you would.
Anyway, it's Dr. Pepper fine. Too. I've got a lot.
All I know is every 24-hour stream, you come with your Diet Mountain Dews so you can stay up.
It's true. I need a lot of caffeine. And you get the
breakfast
version.
Breakfast version?
He's got
the kickstarts.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah,
like the giant one.
The gotcha. Kickstart. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
But
damn. Okay.
You're not wrong. This was in an alternate universe on the list. This could be like 4 or 5. Like, it's close. Hey, it's very close.
That's the
close.
Gamble you take when you guess.
It was
if
good.
If it would have been this,
shot.
That would have looked cool as hell. Come on.
It would have been awesome.
Or would have been fucking sick.
It would have been much better than Brian going, I'm going to challenge myself and not do Marvel.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh no, I think I know what Ryan's number one is. And now I feel like a dickhead.
Dude, yeah. As you said it, I was like, what a dick.
Marvel is the go-to, but I thought that would be.
It just makes too much sense. Like literally 80% of my clothing has Marvel on it. I'm looking at my bookshelf and there's just like a bunch of Marvel shit. Like I've got Marvel herpes throughout my entire house. I've got statues. I've got all those Disney Infinity fucking figures, all of the Marvel ones. I don't even like the game. They just look fucking cool and it's Marvel. I will buy Marvel shit until the day I die. I've got Disney Plus. I will subscribe till I die. I only watch the Marvel shit that comes out and it's not enough to probably justify paying for Disney Plus. I spent hundreds of dollars in games to have skins that are just Marvel.
Fortnite. You sustained,
Fortnite. Marvel you Rivals Fortnite I've already spent like... hundreds of dollars in. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. I've got Marvel Unlimited. I read Marvel. It just, my life is Marvel. So it would be a sham.
It'd be disingenuous. I agree. It should be on my top three. In fact, as soon as I said Nike, I was like, ah, fuck, I should have said Marvel. Because I literally, I have it written down.
Now I get something very different for your choice, which is great.
Yeah. Same, though. Like, my bookshelf is all Marvel comics and omnibus. Omnibuy? And every video game I actually buy is a Marvel video game. And then I'm usually disappointed because they're not usually very good. But I still buy them. I'm loving Rivals. I see everything as it comes out. In fact, we talked a couple weeks ago about IMAX, and I said every Marvel release, I'm in an IMAX theater watching it the Thursday, quote, before it comes out, doing the midnight showings, which now start at like 3 p.m.
That's
I'm right there with you. Everything. It pained me to wait a week to watch Daredevil because we had not finished season 3 of the Netflix show. Well, Stephanie had it, and I was like, we're going to watch it before we go. And she's like, why don't we watch all of Daredevil? So over the last week, I've seen a lot of Daredevil, and it was worth it.
I love that.
But definitely. Right there with you. Just Marvel is all-encompassing in my life as well.
Very nice. I'm glad I'm not alone. I kind of knew it. It's a not very bold leap on my part, but thank you for catching me nonetheless.
Absolutely. I loved hearing, like, you talk about it and describe all of these different facets that it has grabbed you, and like down to the figures and all of, you know, Marvel Unlimited. That's like the comic app, right? Where you can just read all of them. Like, that is, it grabs you, your shirts. You know, it's like we're talking about Nike brand and Adidas brand. You basically wear Marvel brand.
Do you have a Marvel tie for near fancy 40 year occasions?
Old, still rocking superhero tees hard.
I literally found out like 2 weeks ago one of your wedding rings is fucking Marvel themed.
Captain America, that's right.
Yeah, and I thought that was so fucking cool. I was just telling Sarah about that within the last week. It's like, dude, Ryan's got a Captain America shield wedding ring. Sick. I didn't realize people did that.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel more optimistic.
I get look down and realize I need to do better. And then I go in a shame circle.
I'm not Cap, am I? Damn it. Dude, I had to assign myself rules because I was buying too many Marvel Funko Pops. I was like, okay, only stuff from the movies and only good guys. And I still have just far too many. They're in boxes in the garage that I haven't even opened since I moved over a year ago. Like, I have so many. It's a problem almost.
It's the only way you don't go broke is by assigning yourself rules. Like, okay, and even then, it's hard not to follow them.
It's like, oh, but it was such a good bad guy. Maybe it's
I don't need another Marvel board game because I'm just going to buy all the expansions. Oh my God. I'll just buy the core set and it's fine. Okay. Oh, no, I'll just buy the first two expansions. I'll just buy the first wave. That's the first 2 years and then I'll stop and then I have it all.
You've done triggered me now because of Marvel United. Marvel United, I have every expansion of. I have all of the minis. Mm-hmm. It's taking up so much closet space. If there's a Marvel version Marvel of a board game, that is the version of the board game I will own.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel your pain.
Marvel Splendor, if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it. It has the Infinity Gauntlet on the box. I haven't even opened the box.
Marvel Codenames. Did you get that at PAX Unplugged? I think about
Marvel
it.
5-Minute Dungeon. Have. Marvel Catchphrase.
I should maybe have Marvel Catchphrase this too.
You what?
I should have maybe rethought this thinking. Because I have a Clue version that I have just because it's branded as the Golden Girls.
Ooh.
I have mints of the Golden Girls. I have glasses of the Golden Girls. My light switch cover here is the Golden Girls.
Well, thank you for being a friend.
I might have messed this whole thing up. We're going to have to do another episode of this sometime.
We might have to do more brands.
We're going to have to loop it back around.
Everybody forget that I said Toms and Rigid.
Yeah, what is,
I don't know what those are. I've never met them.
Ah, good.
All right, Kyle, what is your third brand?
Ryan, you didn't know we were playing this game at all. Do you want to give a guess real quick what you think my other one will be?
I thought maybe you stayed away from pop culture, but one of my thoughts was The Office or something very quick. But I feel like that you disqualified that. So then I try to think of like food-wise what or something like, I don't know, man.
Are you close?
I'm shooting blanks here.
I'll tell you, you're close. I got nothing. I did go with a food brand for my number one as well. I've liked this brand from their base days. I will say that. And they've always been my go-to walking into any gas station or convenience store. But then there was another big... There were used to be just two brands of this. Now there are a billion different types of this. But when there were the two big ones, like 10 years ago now, there was a terrible... And I know now why I fucking hated the meme so much, but the goddamn Monster Energy Kyle fucking meme really stems from the fact that there were so many people that like I hadn't spoken to in years that were sending me these thinking these were funny. And it was almost like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas. Like, am I a fucking clown to you? I'm fucking, I haven't heard from you in 20 years and you're sending me a fucking Kyle monster meme? Fuck you, asshole. I'm a fucking clown to you? Am I a joke? So I got mad at it. But even before that, before Monster, I was always, I fucking love Red Bull, man. Fucking absolutely hooked on the wings. And now that they've added just so many different variation flavors, I haven't had a regular Red Bull. I can't even remember the last time. But back when that's all they had, I fucking slammed those too. Always been a Red Bull boy and probably always will be, because it definitely is not going to be Monster and it's not going to be Prime. So
I, to this day, have never had a Prime.
Don't, because fuck Logan Paul. But Red Bull does really fucking good in F1 too, so.
That's true.
They have
history on cars.
The downhill derby stuff they do.
That was also great.
When they had that guy jump out of the thing and free fall.
Yeah, the Halo jump or whatever.
Oh yeah, they sponsored that shit. They do a lot of extreme sports, which is great for a 40-year-old man who sits on his ass and plays video games all day.
We can all live vicariously through Red Bull.
They do awesome stuff. I love the Red Bull air racing. That shit's awesome. Like those little single engine jet planes racing through like desert canyons.
That's cool.
That's cool as shit, man.
Yes.
I don't know. I love Red Bull. I always have. I have yet to be let down by them. Knock on wood.
Amen, dude. I knew this was going to be your pick. That's why I was tossing up the little wings over here. I knew you were going there. I have never once been let down by Red Bull in my life. There have been some flavors that I wasn't the biggest fan of, but it's not like I'm dumping it out and being like, fuck you, Red Bull. Yeah. I'm never trying you again.
Still sipping that.
I'm trying the next one. That is a good, good pick, dude.
Yeah.
This kind of hit something I wanted to hit in my list, but wasn't able to find. But to think about things like also from the branding wise of like how they advertise, because I love how Red Bull, their cartoony little advertisings, I think are so cool and memorable. Like it perfectly captures Red Bull and it's like their style. Like it's specific to them. It's such a good brand in a way that's like Bojangles. I love Bojangles. Their advertising's whatever. It's nothing special. But like Red Bull's got like really cool like marketing hook too that like the brand and how it's represented is also equally like really neat.
It's one of the campaigns that when a commercial pops up, you instantly know it's Red Bull.
Recognizable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Who else does that? Like, does any other company advertise like that?
I mean, you've got like
Chick-fil-A. As much as you hate them, the cows, how they used to eat more chicken or eat more hamburger or whatever.
It's weird because, I mean, I get what you're saying because it's also hand-drawn, so it's stylized. But, I mean, you know, like the Geico Gecko, the Aflac Duck, like those consistent brand mascots. Now you've got what, the fucking, is it Liberty Mutual?
Liberty Mutual.
Yeah. Oh, I hate the them.
I do too, but goddamn, you remember them. They stick in your goddamn head.
Even the Liberty Mutual commercials that don't have the emu are always, they're staged in that one spot in front of the Statue of Liberty. So you instantly know, like, okay, we're going to, some shenanigans are going to happen here with melting using the wax. Volume.
I don't know, for a while, the Sonic guys, remember if you saw two guys sitting in the car. You're like, oh, yeah.
Justin Long and John Hodgman.
We talked about, Mac and PC.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. And it's just like whenever you see a scrolling ticker, you know that your aunt had mesothelioma.
Like. Well done.
Perfect.
Brian, you got our last one, right?
I have the last one, and anybody that knows me, I don't think this is going to come as any kind of surprise. There is only one corporate brand logo that I have tattooed on my body. It's a little convenience store chain started from Pennsylvania, New Jersey area that has since expanded greatly, known as Wawa.
The Wawa.
I did not know you had a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. I have the goose on my leg. He's down by my ankle. And Wawa started out as a dairy farm in the 1890s. And then when people started getting not getting their dairy delivered anymore, they're like, well, shit, we got to build some stores. And has since then, of course, exploded into a cult. One of the largest convenience store brands, privately owned convenience store brands in the country. And they are always growing. They are in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Florida, Alabama now. North Carolina just got their first one.
I think so, yeah.
West Virginia is getting their first one, and Georgia. And I think, actually, they just broke ground on the first one in Ohio, too.
You've got what? Wawa, Sheetz, and Bucky's?
Wawa, well, Bucky's is a little bit different, but it's... Bucky's is more like a truck stop version, like a Disneyland of truck stops.
Okay.
It's huge.
I get it. As soon as that makes more sense. Or...
No.
Bucky's is very good.
Like I said, it's the Disney world of truck stops.
Yeah. I mean, Bucky's, like, honestly.
It's the Disneyland of hillbilly country, you know?
The coolest thing about Bucky's, they have a literal wall of beef jerky that's like Bucky's brand that has like the wildest flavors you've ever heard of.
They have a counter for beef jerky and then two walls of beef jerky, depending on what side of the store you're in, because it's so big.
And good barbecue. But sorry, this is about Wawa.
I agree. It's good barbecue. Listen, I'm not such a Wawa fanatic that I can't go to a Bucky's.
he doesn't turn his nose up. Says the guy with a tattoo.
Listen, I have a Bucky's mug upstairs. So.
I thought you were going to say a Bucky's tattoo on my shoulder. I got the beaver here, but the goose was first.
I didn't get the logo. I just have the nuggets, the beaver nuggets.
Oh, my God. Nice.
That's what the duck's eating. The goose, not duck. Sorry.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be cool.
We don't have Wawas down here, sadly. It's an experience I've heard about mythically from others.
Yeah, it's a convenience store chain that had a deli inside it, and they were like, let's make sandwiches, and their sandwiches are excellent, and they're open 24/7, and the first time I went to one was in college, and it was the middle of the night, and we were hammered, and they're like, hey, let's go to Wawa, and I was like, what's that, and they're like, well, now we have to go.
Ooh, nice.
And it got me through college, Wawa did, in a way that the only place that's open after midnight and you've been drinking can.
I think that something like Wawa, Sheetz, and Bucky's is so completely lost on someone that can't access them all the time.
Yes.
I've been into one, and you leave it and you're like, I don't know what people are talking about, but I feel like if I had one 2 minutes down the road or 10 minutes down the road and I had
practically
access
live
to it,
there. Yeah.
Everything would change.
Yeah, Wawa is one of the country's biggest coffee retailers behind Starbucks and Dunkin'. And you know, Dunkin's another one that easily could have been on my list, actually.
Timmy Hortz.
But it's mostly about the fast food counter. So you have touch screens you order from, the whole thing. And then, of course, they expanded into gas stations, too. So now they're they're everywhere, and they're just getting bigger. And there's an amount of community in your local Wawa. You're like, you see the same people. You're like, oh yeah, hey, what's up, man? This is the guy that makes my meatball sub for me. Well, hoagie. It's the only time I'll actually allow the word hoagie is at a Wawa, because they have the summertime hoagie fest where hoagies are, well, it used to be just $5, but now obviously it's not that anymore. But I just love it. And it reminds me of college and
tight. Yeah. And, I was gonna say, you know, this is like a loyalty formed in your formative years, so those really take hold.
This is a nostalgia bomb, and anytime I'm near one, I have to. It's like, oh yeah, sneak in there, get an Italian or a meatball sub, depending on if I'm driving or not and how messy I can be. And all of their in-house brands are delicious. All of their prepared food is great. They have these stuffed pretzels that just
Ooh.
And because they were once a dairy farm, they still have their own proprietary beverages, and their coffee's delicious. And it's just, it's a whole experience that I think Sean's right. You have to live near one for a certain amount of time to really appreciate it.
I didn't until right now know that it wasn't just a gas station. I've just always assumed that it was a decked out gas station until you said what you said.
You know how like some Cumberland Farms aren't gas stations, but now most of them, whenever they make a new one, it is.
What?
Oh, you didn't?
No, don't do this to me. Are there companies that aren't gas stations?
There are companies that aren't gas stations. Well, I don't actually know if there are anymore because every time they build a new one, these two guys are making faces like, what the hell is Cumberland Farms?
No, I get that. I was laughing at Ryan, who obviously hit his funny bone on something.
The couch arm. Yep.
Yeah.
That's sure did. Never good.
I saw his face.
Or like a 7-Eleven that's not a gas station. Those are pretty rare.
Here. You know, they're huge in Japan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Korea, they were huge, too.
It's great, because they don't even sell gas at this. Like,
loved it. No, I know exactly.
Yeah. In the day, like 7-Eleven is where like they would host the big Final Fantasy release in Japan every year. Like 7-Eleven is where they got you went to buy Final Fantasy.
Wow!
And I would
it's
say
nuts, dude.
7-Eleven is similar to a Wawa if they had the full we make sandwiches to order. Mm-hmm.
That's what I know about Wawa is that people like the deli, the sandwiches. They're like second to none. That's what people go there.
They're
so
good. And they used to be better when they were using like Philadelphia supplied Amoroso buns, but they don't anymore because, you know, as you get bigger, you can't. And
on a long enough timeline, all brands will fail you.
As long as they never do something so egregious, I need to get the tattoo removed.
Sure.
I'm with Wawa forever.
You're pretty set.
You could real easily just turn that into a Weezer tattoo, though, if you needed to, if, like, worse came to worse.
Sure. Nope.
You said no.
A goose?
Oh, it's not the W. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's a goose.
Affleck. Done.
Yeah. There you go. Love that.
Oh, I have a brand loyalty to this insurance brand. It helps out if you need
affordable premiums.
Bills paid and you have an injury. Yeah, and I'm just anxiously awaiting the day that they say they're expanding into Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to be coming to Indiana soon, so.
I would be down for Wawa's.
Ryan, we're going to need a bunch of Casey's.
Casey's and Huck's.
Hucks.
They're fine.
Yeah, Casey's is okay. We have Casey's here too, and it's all right.
Yeah,
man, yeah, I'm really gonna need.
I've never been in a Hucks.
It's fine. It's a Casey's.
We're gonna really need to stop talking about like gas stations and stuff, though, because in convenience stores. Because if I learn that one of them, like one more of them, comes in a non-gas station form,
a lot of them just used to be convenience stores until more people were driving and they expanded.
And also on the flip side, I've never seen a 7-Eleven that was a gas station. So
really,
yeah.
Oh, really?
So all the ones in Indiana were gas stations. Kinds of fucked up.
Yeah.
Where I lived in Richmond, there was a 7-Eleven across the street from a 7-Eleven.
Oh, nice, nice.
Wow. That's like Dunkin' Donuts.
One of my
here.
Favorite Lewis Black bits, where he walks out of the Starbucks and across the street. There's another Starbucks.
That actually happened to me in Boston once with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
There's a two across? That's so wild.
I walked out of the Dunkin' Donuts and I could see another one like right across the street, down the street a little bit. And I was like, oh, wow.
But like they do that because they literally did studies and they make more money than with just the single store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Dollar Generals are encroaching upon that same kind of logic.
I think they just are trying to fill like food desert vacancies.
Yeah, but like it's you can drive like less than a mile
and see another one, especially like down in like,
that feels silly.
Well, I mean, they only hire 3 employees to run the whole thing, so
if that
for real.
Yeah. And which one are you stopping into? How fast can I get through this line?
Trick question. You're not getting through the line quick.
Wawa talk has made me a little bit hungry.
Any lie.
All this Wawa and Bojangles and other things I can't have right now because they're too far away.
And it's closed.
No, they're not.
Wawa doesn't close.
Well, yeah, fair enough. I guess I have a Sheetz close to me and they don't close either, but I've only been there a handful
Sheetz
of times.
Sheetz is okay. I like Wawa so much that if I'm in an area that has a Sheetz and doesn't have Wawa, I will go to the Sheetz just to get that little bit of familiarity. Uh-huh. I love the business model. Dude, I have t-shirts that are Wawa. I have hats that are Wawa. I have a book about the founding of Wawa and the That's Wawa awesome. Way.
That, okay,
I have
yeah.
two pairs of Wawa sweatpants. I have multiple mugs. It's a whole thing.
It's a lifestyle. Dedicated.
Yeah.
Proud loyalty. You are playing...
The more you...
Like, the way that Kyle plays Destiny, you're playing Wawa.
Yeah.
It's a live service.
You've got the Wawa lore down. You've read all the codexes.
I know everything there is to know.
Man, this was a really fun episode in learning all of these different things about you guys. And I like how some of them were very easy, but as well as I know you guys, very easy to see coming. But then ones that perhaps wouldn't have, like Bojangles. Man.
Yeah.
That's one of those, like, you got to know Ryan to know him, like, to know yeah. that, you know? That's awesome. Because
how often are you talking about fast food? I don't know. Apparently,
and
maybe
in a
other
loving
people
manner.
Need to talk about it more.
Right? Like, yeah, let me talk about the fast food I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am, I guess, similar to that in, like, In-N-Out. Like, if I'm ever, like,
if
anytime
I'm near
I travel somewhere... Yeah. I look up to see if there's an In-N-Out around me anywhere.
Or a
Whataburger. Because that's one of the stops.
I don't 100% drive anywhere agree. Where there's Whataburgers. That's one I really wish, because that's one I've heard about my whole life. I've never had Whataburger.
Oh, you're going to be let down.
Yeah.
I don't think you
experience.
Are. I don't think you will be.
All right.
There's been multiple times Two where I've considered driving 3 hours to get it.
No way. What?
Ooh.
Well, just don't get it from the one in Dallas then, I guess. Jeez.
Okay. Done. I don't see me going to Texas anytime soon.
They can keep it.
Yeah.
Take it back.
But.
All right.
Who's up next week, boys?
Next week should be Ryan.
I was going to say
oh,
breaks,
shit, it's me.
So I know it's Ryan.
That's right.
That made so much sense as soon as you said it. I was like, yep.
Glad I could help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think last time I did a music choice where we had to use our brains, and I don't want to use our brains, so we're going to do a movie, and we're going to do a very easy, fun movie, Ooh. But mostly it's a Sam Rockwell movie, and it's a Whoa. Sam Rockwell movie people don't think about or talk about. But we're going to talk about the first Charlie's Angels from 2001,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This so has Cameron Diaz in Spider-Woman underwear.
And Lucy Liu.
For yeah. a second, I thought you were going to say Moon, and I was like, oh.
I also
That's where I thought he was going to.
I haven't seen
Tom
Moon,
Green
and it's been on my list for a while.
As the Chad, there's so much in this movie that I remember just absolutely loving. I can't wait to revisit it. I hope it doesn't bite me in the ass and ends up being a problematic piece of shit, but we'll find out together.
We shall.
Here's another part I remember. Drew Barrymore naked knocking on the kids' doors. The kids are playing Final Fantasy VII. Specifically.
With two controllers.
Not only that, it's the Titan summon and they're mashing the buttons as if they're doing something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Thanks, That's IMDb one of the... brain.
Uh-huh. Wow. One of those instances where it's like, wow, tell me you don't know how video games work. Who
uh-huh.
did this?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm excited. I haven't seen Charlie's Angels probably since I saw that in the theaters.
I think that's probably about the same.
That same.
I'm not even sure if I've ever seen it.
Also, I mean, rare treat. This got Bill Murray in it, too.
Yep.
Oh, shit, it does. Man, this is looking better and better.
Who did not come back for the second one because him and Lucy Liu did not get along.
They did not. But Bernie Mac, if I remember,
is
was
great.
Honestly one of the better parts of the second one.
Bernie Mac has the joke,
Love
what?
Bernie
you ain't
Mac.
Never seen no black Irish?
Yeah.
He's undercover yeah. as a dock worker? Brilliant. Brilliant.
Here's the I'm deal, excited. Guys. We're doing a double episode right now, all right? So...
Boom!
We're doing a watch log right now.
I can just recite it all. Don't know how.
Oh man. Well, Brian, thank you again for bringing this episode on. This was so much fun. And Ryan,
thank you guys
I can't
for playing.
Wait. And Ryan, I can't wait to jump into your episode next week. Charlie's Angels gonna rock. Listeners, thank you for listening in to this one. Make sure if you haven't already, head on over to Patreon. Coming up this Friday, Kyle already mentioned it earlier in the episode, we're going to be coming out with our one brand that we avoid at all costs. That's going to be the Patreon episode. So that's over at patreon.com/experiencegrind, which you can either go there right now on your phone, just clickety-clack that in, sign up for $1. You can get all of our back apps on there. There should also be a link to it in the show notes below, along with links to, you know, Facebook and whatever, and also the Discord, where you can come chat with us, show us your food porn, food porn, whatever. But yeah, we'll see you guys over there. And Brian, why don't you take us out?
Listeners, thank you for being here with us, but you can all go brand yourselves.